Interview Morten Knudsen.
Thanks, Morten, for our podcast episode today. We have Morten Valtorp Knudsen. Is that right?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
So we met already several times, basically in India two times. I know you love to travel. You're a multi-time MVP. You're a co-founder of Expert Life Denmark. And you have your own company.
Yeah.
So beside that, would you please shortly introduce yourself so we get a little bit more knowledge of you and everything?
All right, I'll do that. Yeah, thank you for having me initially. I appreciate that. So it's really cool. And as you mentioned, Morten is my name. And you did a very well pronunciation of the name there, so good job for that. I have been in the industry since 1991, so it's like 35 years close by. And prior to being self-employed that I am right now, I had a company called Mindset, where I had 75 employees. And we have been doing both consultancy and also managed services. And the reason for saying that is that in that sense, I'm kind of not a traditional consultant, because I have also learned how to work with processes and people, besides also being good at the technical aspect. And I think that's learning is something that I'm using today, because, for example, if you're dealing with security, as an example, it's not enough just to be a good technical enabling or implementation, because a lot of times when things are not, when you hackers get access, it's because of the processes or the people are not working correctly, or you make exceptions, or you work as like who does what, when, and how. So that's very important, and that learning is something that I've taken from the work that I've done prior to being self-employed.
Okay, so every day we face new tasks, new to-dos, new requests was coming in. So by hour, by minute, or whatever.
Yeah.
How do you deal with all those information, all those things requesting your attention?
Yeah. Well, it's a good question, and in a way, it's could be thought as chaotic, right? Because we are being hit by so many different things, like from the news, from newsletters, from different vendors pushing information. And I think you need to figure out what is your passion, right? And once you are passionate around something, you start to read and go through this. But it needs to have some kind of filter for me, and that's I think where the passion comes into play. So I'm basically clicking on things that I'm interested. But on the task side, where what do I need to do when and how? I don't have a structured plan for that, to be honest.
Okay.
I would probably say that I could be better, but do I get things done? Yes, I do.
Okay.
So some of the things that I have done is that I've actually automated some of my processes in my work. So for example, when it comes to billing, invoicing for my customers, it's fully automated using PowerShell.
Yes, me too.
So for example, when we have like hourly billing and Azure billing and license billing, it's automated. So I send an email to my wife who handles that, and now you can do Azure, now you can do licenses and stuff like that. So I'm trying to automate tasks which are repeated, coming every month or every week or something like that. I also use it in my work with community. For example, as you mentioned, I'm a lead organizer of an Experts Live in Denmark, and some of the tasks that are involved in enabling a conference are things like sponsor tasks, like now you have to upload your logo, and now you have to submit your session description, or you have to tell who is coming in the exhibitor booth and stuff like that. Another thing could be for speakers, like you have to upload your PowerPoint, or you have to you know, fill out this form, or it could also be, you know, related to other tasks in a vendor. And I try to automate that. Mm-hmm. And I've actually automated those tasks, again, in PowerShell. So that's kind of my thing.
Yeah. Okay. How do you decide when to start automating something?
Yeah. Well, I think it's... if something has basically something that I'm going to be doing again and again,
yeah,
that's where I'm picking up that, okay, now we need to automate this because I'm going to be doing this task again and again.
Okay.
Some of the new things that I have done is actually taking AI into play as well. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I have one task where I'm exporting multiple sources and I made a complete prompt. Mm-hmm. And I'm throwing that prompt against the data. Mm-hmm. And then the output should be, for example, some pictures, some spreadsheets. And mm-hmm. and this is where it's actually become tricky, because you can do the same prompt 10 times and you get a 10 different result with AI. And that's where it the unpredictability around it is somewhat challenging today compared to doing it in PowerShell that we all love.
So email... instant messaging, like Teams, like Slack, like Signal, like WhatsApp, whatever. So there are a lot of messages coming in every day, every minute, every second.
Yeah.
How do you deal with all those messages coming in?
Oh, yeah. I think it's taking too much time away from other things. But I think it's also about being both online, but also being able to do go offline.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important also to be able to go offline, you know, and go on vacation and stuff like that. And as just an example, one of the things that I like and we as a family like is actually diving, mm-hmm. because there we cannot be reached. There's no internet, there's no mobile phone, there's no email. So for us, it's a good hobby. And
how good are you at going offline?
I could be better.
Okay.
I'm not, but I think it is a priority. Like, you know, you have to make up your mind when you want to be offline and so. But I think it's a challenge. I think it's a challenge. We also see it with the next generation, the young kids, and they are online all the time. And and I could think of my daughter as an example, where she is having her mobile phone and she's online for hours. You know, and I think we are maybe too much online, but we could be better.
How many emails are in your inbox right now?
Not many, actually.
No?
No.
So you clean
up really
inbox?
Good at cleaning up my inbox. So I'm really good at clicking the delete button.
Oh, okay.
So I actually would think that I probably have less than 50 emails in my inbox right now.
Okay, that's good. So we have
one of the things I'm actually doing is that some of the features that I use is that you can swipe. And then you can actually move an email so that it pops up, for example, on Tuesday, if you have time for that on Tuesday. So in that way, you can actually kind of remove it from your eyes by pushing it and deal with it on Tuesday.
But you keep your to-dos in the email ecosystem, or do you have a central list where you plan all your to-dos?
I use Microsoft Planner and to-dos, and we as a family used Microsoft to-dos very much.
Mm-hmm.
For example, for grocery shopping, for planning a trip, you know, packing. So we use that very much. And by that, we can reuse the tasks that we have done or the packing list that we have done. So what do we need for a diving trip or a skiing trip and so on. Yeah. So we use that very much.
Okay.
And we share it as a family so that everyone can, you know, basically do assignments and add to the list.
Okay. So we have now quick fire round questions. So just yes or no, quick question would be the idea. So what is your favorite productivity tool?
I would probably use To-Do.
To-Do.
Yeah.
Do you prefer paper or digital tools?
Digital.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Office or home office?
Home office.
Do you have an office?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
So there is no.
Yeah.
Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I'm an early bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is early?
Well, I can easily get up at 6 or 7.
Yeah?
It's not a problem.
Okay.
So actually, I would prefer that in where others are sleeping in. So as an example, during the weekend, I could easily get up very early in the morning, 5, 6 o'clock, and then, for example, do 5, 6 tests for Microsoft and do that in the weekend before the family woke up.
Okay, so you use the silent time to be productive and to do something.
Yeah, and then I go earlier to bed.
Okay. So to wrap up, and the last question is something personal. I met you and got to know you to travel a lot and everything, and you still see it on social media.
Yeah.
But is there still a special location or a special place or special destination still open on your bucket list where you want to go or do you want to do?
Well, I think the last continent that we have that we need to go to, Antarctica. That's the place where we want to go.
Okay.
So I've been at the 6 others so far. So that's actually Antarctica. That could be a really cool place to go.
Okay. So you already have ideas to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
So okay. I'm actually part of. We are as a family actually part of something called the Globetrotters. And I have been visiting 62 countries so far, and we are very eager to learn from the different cultures.
Yeah.
And for example, earlier you mentioned we were in Nepal and India earlier this year. We also been to Greenland and so on. So we want to try and learn from the different cultures and meet the cultures.
Yeah.
And we also like to see the nature and the animals around there, and coming to Antarctica, going down with Argentina and Chile, and that would be really cool. And the kids have never been to South America before.
Okay. So I'm looking forward for your pictures on social media from that.
Yes.
So Morten, thanks a lot. Any last words, maybe for Express Life Denmark? Any wrap up, or maybe we need to sell the last tickets or whatever?
Well,
any last words?
Yeah. Well, I hope if you're interested in Microsoft technology and you want to meet with some peers and you are interested, come to Denmark in the 24th and 25th of February next year. We will have 1,250 people there.
Wow.
And we have sold already 540 tickets during the first 40 days, but we still have 5 months to go, so there are still the tickets to buy, so we would love to have you guys around.
So get your tickets for Expert Life Denmark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Morten, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wenn dir dieser Podcast gefällt, wenn er dir Freude bereitet, Nutzen stiftet und du ihn vielleicht sogar regelmäßig hörst, dann habe ich heute eine Bitte an dich. Ich brauche deine Unterstützung, damit der Podcast wächst und noch mehr Leuten helfen kann. Was du dafür tun kannst, ist ganz einfach. Du abonnierst ihn auf deiner bevorzugten Plattform. Du hinterlässt mir einen Kommentar, gibst eine Bewertung, wenn dir eine Folge gefallen hat und teilst ihn auf Social Media. Ich möchte jeden ITler da draußen erreichen und helfen, um sich selber besser zu organisieren. Und ich bin dir extrem dankbar, wenn du mir dabei hilfst.